All three.
Four? What do you mean, four?
All three.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm having enough trouble with them. Besides, you weren't even watching.
In a democracy, the umpire is always wrong.
Boo!
Dad, that pitch caught the outside corner.
You get back there or I'm forfeiting the game. Pretty rowdy crowd. Batter's out.
Mom, I just went six innings without walking a man.
That's wonderful, dear. Pour yourself some lemonade. And pour some for the umpire, too. He tried to be honest.
You know, women fans are the reason that at ball games they serve beer in paper cups instead of bottles. Who was on the phone just now?
Oh, it was Alice Burke. She's coming over in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
How's old Patty getting along?
I'm afraid to ask. You say to Jim, how's the baby? And he tells you for hours.
Oh, just watching Dr. Burke and Alice together is dream eater. They're so much in love.
Well, they haven't been married too long. Give them a chance.
What does that mean, dear?
I think I better go oil these mitts.
Poor darling. He's anti-love. Do you know that Alice was telling me that Jim takes pictures of that baby almost every day?
That's true. Jim takes pictures of Alice almost every day.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Anybody got a catcher's mitt I can oil?
Oh, hi, Alice.
I love the way you're wearing your hair.
Thank you, dear.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Alice. How's Jim?
Oh, he's fine, thank you.
Sit down, Alice. And Mary, will you wash these and put them over a slow fire, please?
Sure, Mama.
Excuse me.
Mrs. Harris is bringing in the twins. I'll go and nail things down in the office.
Now, how's that adorable baby? You know, Alex was just telling me that Jim...
Oh! Oh, dear, what's the matter?
Jim, I never want to see that beast again.
Happened.
He's a beast. A cruel, hateful beast.
Well, surely you're not talking about Jim. He's one of the gentlest men I've met.
That's what the world thinks. But you should have seen him last night when the mask slipped from his face. He snarled.
Well, what did he snarl?
Oh, the things he said to me. And with little Patty right there in the next room. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, even if she did hear, at 6 months, I don't think she understood a word.
He's ashamed of me. And if he wants his freedom, he can have it.
Alice, I like you both very much, and I'm not going to take sides. But before I do, please tell me what happened.
Well, we went to this party, and everybody was gathered around singing. So I sat on the piano and did my imitation of Helen Morgan. You've seen me do it.
Oh, yes, and it's very good. You sound just like Polly Bergen.
Thank you. Everybody liked it. But when we got home, Jim said I'd been silly and... Oh.
And you called him a beast. And things quickly got worse. Well... This is really your first serious quarrel, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm glad we had it. I could have gone through life with that man never really knowing what he was like. I'm sorry, Donna. I would have gone home to Mother's, but she lives 2,000 miles away.
Well, feel free to drop in any time. Alice, it seems to me that this is the kind of situation where one sensible word will straighten out everything.
Well, if he apologizes, for the sake of the baby, I might listen.
Well, maybe Jim is waiting for you to say something.
Well, I still have my pride. All I want is Patty. He can have the wall-to-wall carpeting.
But, Alice, you don't have to apologize. If you just say one friendly word, I'm sure Jim will rush in and say he's sorry, and, well, the whole thing will be finished.
But shouldn't the man be the one who makes up first?
Well, I don't think that rule is covered in the marriage ceremony. Alice, just remember this. Right at this moment, Jim is as unhappy as you are.
Well, I'll do it for Patty's sake, Donna. But I hate him. Hate him!
Yes, darling, I know how much you hate him. And for that reason, I think you should make every effort to patch things up. And quickly.
I'm sorry to have been so much trouble, Donna.
Oh, it's no trouble, Alice. I'll come to you when Alex and I have a quarrel.
You and Alex. He'd never say the things to you Jim said to me.
Oh. Well, everything's going to be all right. You just wait and see.
Thank you, Donna.
Goodbye, Alice.
Oh, Mama, that poor baby, the innocent victim of a broken home.
Mary, now don't get melodramatic. It's the Burke's first quarrel. They're just celebrating it like an anniversary.
No, I didn't see any marks. Did he use a rubber hose?
You finished your history homework.
History? Who cares what happened 100 years ago? I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow you're not going to the movie unless you learn what happened 100 years ago. Today, that's what's going to happen tomorrow.
Wretched. Mama, did you give Alice some advice?
Oh, of course not, dear. At a time like this, advice is the worst thing. I just told her what to do. But they're such a sweet young couple. It'd be a shame if this developed into anything serious.
Stay out of it.
Oh, I wasn't interfering. I was just giving her some motherly advice.
Let her mother give her motherly advice.
Her mother lives 2,000 miles away.
The trip will do her good.
Stay out of it. I'll be at the hospital.
That's the trouble with doctors. They pride themselves in being immune to emotion.
Stay out of it.
Beast.
Beast.
You know about it?
Yeah, I just came from home. Alice is using Donna as a marriage counselor. Her mother lives 2,000 miles away.
Thank heaven. Her mother's really wonderful.
I understand.
I've been miserable since last night. What'll I do?
Well, don't ask me. I'm staying out of this.
Alex, I need advice. I'm new at this. Please.
Jim, you know, when I was riding the ambulance as an intern, every time I went out on an emergency call, it was to pick up some innocent bystander who tried to settle an argument.
Alice is really a wonderful girl. Just at parties, she always does that Helen Morgan imitation. She looks ridiculous.
I've seen her do it.
So there was no reason for me to turn on her so viciously.
What did you say?
Well, I said, honey, you know how much I love you, but I wish you wouldn't do that imitation. It makes you look kind of silly.
Vicious.
She's got a terrible temper. I'm going to buy a present, go home, fall on my knees, and beg her forgiveness.
Good boy. That'll show her.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I'm staying out of this.
Alex, if you don't want to give me advice, at least tell me what to do.
Jim, Alice knows how you feel about this piano climbing.
Oh, sure, I've told her ever since I was a kid. People who do imitations.
Then why are you falling on your knees?
Because what would life be worth without Alice?
You and Alice are young and healthy. You have a wonderful life ahead of you. There'll be many quarrels. This is the one that counts.
You mean if I give in this time, for the rest of our life, I'll... Thank you, Alex.
Oh, don't thank me. As I said, I'm staying out of this.
Mr.
Yes?
You know that quarrel we had yesterday?
Yes, Alice, I remember it.
Wouldn't you like to say something?
Like what, Alice?
Oh, I don't know. Just something pleasant. Like apologizing.
You want me to apologize?
Is that so unthinkable?
Well, you were the one who called...
I was the one.
Look, Alice, you know that I love you.
All I have is your
word
for it.
Well, I've told you a million times how embarrassed I get when you climb on the piano and start bleeding at the top.
Bleeding?
Well, maybe that's the wrong word. No. No, it isn't. I wanted to sing. Why didn't you marry a guitar player and go on the road?
To think that I forgot my pride and...
And what?
Nothing. You can have the wall-to-wall carpeting.
Well, Alice, I'm surprised. I was sure that if you made some attempt, Jim would be more than anxious to call the whole thing off.
So was I. Can you imagine being the mother of a man's child and not really knowing him?
And what an angel of a child.
It was like talking to a stranger. Alice, I'm not going to establish a dangerous precedent. You were wrong, and you should admit it.
Dangerous precedent? That doesn't sound like Jim.
I think he's been talking to someone. Someone's been giving him some advice about being firm and manly.
Oh, one of those dear, dear friends who thinks every issue is a chance to prove the male superiority.
And even if I wanted to apologize, now I can't because of his attitude. Poor darling's been fretting ever since this nightmare started. She senses something.
Well, in the meantime, let's do something about her anxiety. Here we go. And now it's a complete stalemate. Jim has an attitude. You know, be a man, stand your ground. Do you know something? Some meddling, busybody friend is advising Jim.
Well, honey, Jim probably feels that Alice is wrong and that she should take the initiative. And that if he apologizes, he might be establishing a dangerous precedent.
Well, Alex, you know, in a dispute like this, there's never... Have you been advising Jim, friend?
I merely advanced a theory.
You were the one who told me to stay out of it.
Well, I think you should.
While you're managing Jim's campaign. I came to you for help, and you turned this into a civil war.
Well, Alice started it with that silly imitation.
Is that any reason for a man to snarl at the mother of his child?
Snarl? He said she looked silly.
He snarled
at
her.
Oh, honey. Jim feels awful about this thing. If Alice would only come to him and say she's sorry about the whole thing...
It's too late. She'll never do it.
Why?
She may be establishing a dangerous precedent.
Hi, honey. How was the movie?
Fine, thank you.
And how is Alice's morale?
Never better.
Donna, how did we get mixed up in their battle?
Well, I was just trying to be helpful. You stayed out of it by putting both feet in it.
Well, considering that we've been married all these years, don't you think we have a pretty good record?
So far. You want me to send this soup to the cleaners?
Please. And the reason is, the first time we had a serious quarrel, we established an intelligent basis for settling it.
How? Do you want me to get rid of this soup?
Well, the one who started it admitted they were wrong. Should you give it to someone?
I'll give it to the shelter. Who was that?
You.
Me?
Of course. You lost your temper, apologized. I said it could happen to anyone, and it was over.
Oh, sure, it could happen to anyone, and it did, but not to me. I was the one who forgave you.
I distinctly remember the incident. You said, Alex, I didn't mean to ruin our evening. And I said, it's not ruined.
All right. Where did it happen?
I can't seem to remember at the moment.
What were we arguing about?
I don't know. Your temper, I guess.
Isn't that marvelous? You can't remember where we were or what we were arguing about, but you can remember verbatim what I was saying.
I have a great memory for words, but not for places.
And on the basis of something you can't remember, you advise Jim how to behave.
Now, I just told him that if he apologized now, he'd be apologizing for the rest of his life.
Hi, Mama. How was the movie?
Oh, well, I thought it was very exciting until I got home.
What's up?
Go back to bed. Read about it in the morning papers.
What do I read in the papers?
Honey, your father and I were having a disagreement about something that happened before either of you were born.
That's a long time to carry a grudge.
Jeff, it wasn't a grudge. Your father just failed a memory test.
Say, what was life like before Mary and I arrived?
Empty. Completely empty.
We waited for you to arrive so we could start living.
See, I brought him happiness.
All right, bundle of joy. Come on.
Now, what did we do before they came?
Well, for one thing, we didn't have to explain everything that happened. Darling, you know, the Burt quarrel seems to become our quarrel.
Well, that is silly. Of course, there is an intelligent way to settle it.
I'm willing. How?
Apologize.
Oh, Donna. All we ever do is just glare at each other. And look, it's ruined Patty's appetite.
Well, maybe you'd just better tell Jim you're sorry and get the whole thing over with.
Are you suggesting that I swallow my pride?
Well, you can swallow it fast, like taking a bitter pill.
Admit to that beast I was wrong. Well, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of winning out.
Oh, Alice, you can't keep score in marriage. The defeats and the victories even themselves out over the years.
Would you apologize to Alex if he were wrong?
That's my little angel. Hi, dear.
Hi, darling.
I didn't come to apologize.
You didn't?
No, and I don't think you should either. Unless you feel inclined, of course.
Not particularly.
Oh, all right. Well, would you agree with me that we have not helped Jim and Alice, even though we've tried very hard?
For the moment, I agree.
Uh-huh. And would you agree that we also have a disagreement of our own?
That's true.
Well, as I said to Alice, all it takes is one sensible word. Now, which one of us is going to be sensible?
Shall we toss?
Oh, darling, let's forget about our quarrel and concentrate on salvaging their situation.
Darling, you've saved our marriage. Now, what can we do for them?
Well, they celebrate their anniversary every month by having dinner at Luigi's.
Every month? They used to celebrate it every week.
So did we.
Peace.
Well, I thought we could find out what their favorite dish is and their favorite song.
Yeah, that's fine, but how do we get them to Luigi's?
Well, that's where we have to be kind of clever. And well, I thought you could manage that.
And then, overwhelmed by their nostalgic surroundings, they'll forget their differences and fall into each other's arms.
Well, of course. And that way they don't have to sacrifice their silly pride.
You know, the next time I get into trouble with my wife, I'm coming to you. You're wonderful at this.
Oh, darling, you're going to have to get out of it the best way you know how, because I am through giving advice.
Well, look, one day next week, I'll stop by Luigi's, and if you can arrange to be there, I'll have the violinist play our song.
Oh, darling, that's very sweet of you, but it won't work for us.
Oh, why not?
I don't give up as easily as Alice.
The scent of fettuccine in the air doesn't bring them together. Nothing will.
You have to the soul of a romantic.
A hungry romantic. They're both late.
Alex, I hope they don't meet outside.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes?
Telephone.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Alice, but where are you?
Well, I'm at home. Jim, honey, stop it.
Well, what happened?
Well, Donna, the baby suddenly woke up during her nap, and we both rushed in terrified. And suddenly, as we were holding her, everything but Patty seemed so unimportant, I started to apologize.
No, Donna, I apologize.
Well, we both apologized, and then we started to laugh.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, is there anything wrong with the baby?
Oh, no, she just sneezed.
Well, as long as she's all right, would you join us for dinner?
Join you for dinner? Well, Donna, Well, the baby looked so cute, and Jim wanted to stay home and take pictures, and... Well, thanks for everything, Donna.
Well, I knew it would take only one sensible word, and it came from Patty. All right. Goodbye, Alice.
Good night.
Tell Alex hello.
Yes, I will. Goodbye, Jim. Isn't that beautiful? Brought together by a baby sneeze.
It was no accident. Patty was fighting to bring her mother and father together. May I join you, miss?
Well, I was hoping you'd ask. Well, the Burkes quarrel, make up, and we celebrate.
We must ask them to do it more often. Would you like some more coffee, dear?
Yes, please.
Waiter!
Alex, never mind. You just don't have that flair that brings waiters running.
Oh, no? Watch this. Waiter?
Alex, please don't do that.
Do what?
Snap your fingers at a waiter.
How else do you expect me to reach him? I've tried everything else.
Write him a letter, dear. No, honey, there's just something about snapping your fingers. That's what the quarrel was about.
Which one?
The one you remembered word for word from 15 years ago.
That's right. And you made a scene pointing out how rude it was.
I did not. Honey, let's not make one now.
You're telling me I'm rude to waiters, and I remember exactly what happened that evening. We sat there for 20 minutes waiting.
More coffee?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
My favorite type customer, the one who snaps his fingers.
I know just what you mean.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is there anything I may play for you?
Yes, would you play? Just a moment. Dear, you have such a wonderful memory. What were they playing the night we had the argument?
Do you know Cécile Bon?
Oh, of course. Yes, indeed.